spent more time with Earl, I guess, than anyone that we have interviewed at this point in time and on Bluegrass Today. And we asked Earl about when they got, when they first got hooked up with the Beverly Hillbillies TV show.
Well, the best I can tell you would be, well, in 1959, I went up to Newport, Rhode Island, played the folk festival up there. Met a lot of people up there that put us into the hootenanny days. I said I went up. I did go by myself because I had to fly, and at that time Lester wouldn't fly. Also in the deal, we got a booking in California, and while we were out there, we were told that Paul Henning, who wrote and created the Beverly Hillbillies show, attended some of our shows, and that he had remarked that if he had the show pretty well cut, but he hadn't had it sold to CBS or any other network at the time, but if the show went through, that he was going to get us to do the, try to get us to do the theme music. And so it went through. And they sent a guy here by the name of Perry Bodkin, who was the music director at the time. And we almost missed that show, and I'll tell you why. It's because of the name of it, the Beverly Hillbillies. We just didn't know what kind of show that would be. We had been introduced to some of these big cities and their thinking of what a hillbilly looks like, and we just was not going to lower self, if you want to call it that, to somebody's way if they were really going to put us too far down. But at any rate, Paul Henning warned us strong enough until he sent the pilot film out here to show us. He said it was strictly going to be hillbilly people, country rural people, which it was, Jed Clampett and all those people. But they were going to be millionaires, but they wasn't going to spend any money. They were not going to get any above their raising in any way, and they wasn't going to belittle country people at all. What they were going to actually do was outsmart the city people, and that's what they did. You know, if you remember the banker and everybody else, right. Doesn't matter what they'd come at them with, they'd outdo them. So after we saw the show, we did the theme song for the show, and then he invited Lester and me on to do some guest appearances, and it was a blessing in disguise, one of the biggest things that ever came our way.
Well, a lot of times we can still catch you on the reruns of that. How many of those shows did y'all do?
I think we did about eight or nine along in there, one each year, and I think we did 2 1 year.
And that was a lot of great music there that she was doing on those shows, too.
That was a fun show to do. It was a hard week's work to do it. They only used one camera. And every shot you'd see, every time the, in other words, if they were shooting like you and me doing a talking together, we'd go through this routine together. Then they put the camera in your face, and we'd go through the routine. Then they put it in my face, and we'd go through it. And so the whole thing, by doing it that way, it really took a week to do it. And one of the reasons that I caught on to how, the reason I had to do that, it was actually on film, just like they make movies. So they had stand-in people, and they would have to put these stand-in people up there. And they would stand there for, seemed like hours at a time, getting the lights and from every angle to where the film would take. So that's why it took so long to do that one show.